Chapter 1. No Give.
Do we have to go? Malcolm asked his dad as they sat at the dinner table.
Camping is fun, Malcolm, and it's good for you,
Dad answered from behind his newspaper. Good for you? Malcolm would rather eat worms than go camping. Malcolm's father, along with Dandy's dad, had planned a crisp weekend at Lake Itchybur. The dads claimed it'd be a chance to get back to nature, but Malcolm figured it was really just a chance for the grown-ups to try and outfish each other. Malcolm's sister Coco bit down on a carrot, which Malcolm couldn't help but notice was the same color as her lip gloss. I'm glad I don't have to go. I hate camping, she said.
That's baloney, Malcolm argued. You camp out every day.
In the bathroom! Coco sneered at him as she loudly chomped her food. Grandma Eunice sat staring at her plate.
Grandma! Malcolm nudged her. You're sleeping with your eyes open again.
Grandma shook her head, clearing the cobwebs.
I don't like carrots. I like beans.
We don't have beans, Mom said.
Malcolm tried another attempt to get out of the trip.
I just don't think it's healthy to go camping in the fall. It's chilly at night. We could catch a cold.
Dad folded the newspaper and set it down. He looked over at Malcolm, then shook his head.
Son, you look like paste.
Here we go again, Malcolm thought. Dad's continual song and dance about the health factors of getting outdoors.
This camping trip is a chance to get you out of that basement. I mean, you practically live down there.
Coco puckered her lips in a hideous smirk.
Correction, Dad. It's not a basement. It's his dungeon.
She moved in so close, Malcolm could smell the pork chops mingling with her dragon breath.
Correction, Coconut, it's a lab, Malcolm said. If it were a dungeon, we'd have you chained in it.
I'd rather have beans,
Grandma Eunice complained.
My point is, Dad continued, ignoring them,
you don't get out.